Mission to Jesus.
在世界各地有许多的弟兄姐妹们，为了基督的缘故，正在遭受苦难迫害。
Just a few statistics to give you an idea of what's going on.
现在给大家一些统计数字，让大家能够稍微了解一下现在世界上发生了什么事。
Over 360 million Christians are living in places where they experience high levels of persecution and discrimination.
超过3.6亿基督徒在居住的地方经历到高度的逼迫和歧视。
That's more than the entire population of the United States.
这个数字是比全美国的人口还要多。
Last year, there were 5,898 Christians that we know of that died for their faith.
在去年就有5,898位基督徒因为他们的信仰而失丧生命。
There were 5,110 churches and other Christian buildings that were attacked and or burned to the ground.
同时还有5,110间教会或是基督徒的建筑物都被攻击、被焚烧。
And 4,765 believers were detained without trial.Arrested, sentenced, or imprisoned.
还有4,765名信徒没有经过审判就被逮捕、定罪或者是囚禁。
And those are just the Christians who have gone through a legal process of some sort. Many have just been kidnapped and taken away without anyone knowing about it.
刚才那个数字只是那些基督徒经过这些法律程序的而来的数字，同时还有非常多的基督徒他们就是被绑架，就是遭受到很多苦难，没有数字可查。
So we set aside one day a year to offer special prayer in our churches.
所以我们在一年之中特别设立一天来为教会祷告，受逼迫的教会祷告。
But I would encourage all of you to every day, at some point during the day, lift up and remember our brothers and sisters who are suffering so much for the sake of the gospel.
然而我鼓励每一位在每一天里面我们都可以分出一点时间来为世界各地为主的耶稣基督的名故而受苦的弟兄姐妹祷告。
One of the ministries that tries to make this available to us lists these five things that they would like us to pray about on a regular basis for the persecuted church.
有一些服事的机构就鼓励我们要为受逼迫的弟兄姐妹教会祷告。
And I'm going to just say a prayer using this as a model. And so please join me together as we pray for the persecuted church.
所以我就以这个为一个蓝图，让我们一起来为他们祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you have given us the privilege of being able to worship freely.
天父，我们是如此的感谢你，因为你给我们这样的自由，我们可以自由的敬拜你。
And Lord, we confess that we too often take that for granted.
主啊，我们要向你认罪，因为我们常常就把这种敬拜的自由当作理所当然。
And Lord, we also confess that we don't remember our brothers and sisters that suffer so much for the sake of your kingdom.
主啊，我们也是要向你认罪，因为我们并不是常常会想到那些为你的国度而受苦的弟兄姐妹。
So Lord, we pray this morning for these brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们在这个早上，我们要为那些受逼迫的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And we pray that you would help us to support them regularly with prayer and Lord, with gifts where we can in order to help alleviate their suffering.
主啊，我们求你让我们能够经常的帮助那些受苦的弟兄姐妹，借着我们的祷告或者是我们的礼物来帮助他们。
Lord, regardless of whatever circumstances they may find themselves in, we pray that you would give persecuted Christians the right words that they might say in the circumstances in which they find themselves.
主啊，我们为那些受逼迫的基督徒弟兄姐妹祷告，不管他们面临什么样的环境，主，你都赐给他们合适的话语。
We pray that these brothers and sisters will understand and find peace in the sufficiency of your grace, even in their weakness.
我们为这些受苦的基督徒弟兄姐妹祷告，主你帮助他们能够理解，并且能够依靠着你足够充分的恩典，得到平安，即使是他们在他们的软弱之中。
We pray, Lord, that when they find hardship, they will draw from the source of power of your Holy Spirit, and that they would be able to be strong.
主，我们也为他们祷告，当他们在面临艰难之中，能够依靠主你的圣灵，能够支取力量。
Lord, be with them and help them in their hardship, and protect them and provide for them according to your will.
主啊，在他们的艰难之中，你与他们同在，你来依照你自己的旨意来保护他们。
Lord, we pray that their witness would be powerful, that they would inspire those who seek to harm them.
主啊，我们为他们祷告，愿他们的见证是强而有力的，能够激发那些逼迫他们的人。
And Lord, our prayer would be that you would alleviate that persecution.
我们祷告你会在逼迫之中仍然带领他们。
That you would remove or replace regimes that are so anti-God that they hurt your people.
我们也愿意在那些抵挡神的名的地方，你能够彰显你的荣耀。
And let the gospel go forth with great power.
让你的福音仍然能够广传，强而有力的影响他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. So now, our sermon for today.
现在我们进入今天的正道主题。
We are living in a time of great cultural upheaval.
我们今天正处在一个很大的文化颠覆之中。
We could spend a whole hour just sitting here listing all the things that have changed so much in the last, even the last 10 years.
我们可以花一个钟头来讨论，来列举在过去十年之中所发生的一些变化。
The LGBTQ community and homosexuality has become not just a protected class, but in a sense, a dominant class in our culture these days.
就像同性恋、变性等等的各种问题，不只是他们今天好像在成为一个很强而有力的一个主流团体了。
Critical race theory has been brought out in such a way that if you don't fall into a minority class of some sort, then you are an oppressor, and everyone else is oppressed.
还有所谓的批判种族理论被提出来，如果我们好像我们如果不追随那些少数的人的话，我们就会被戴上这种压迫者的这个帽子。
Which makes me one of the biggest oppressors in the world.
这个可能就会让我成为这个世界上最大的一个压迫者。
Both of these theories are not just out in the culture as a whole, but they're actually being pushed in the schools these days.
各样的理论不只是在被宣扬，而且是在学校里面被推广。
The whole concept of microaggressions and the cancel culture has eroded free speech in this country.
还有这个所谓的围攻击和取消文化这些概念，就已经在侵蚀言论自由。
It's to the point now where a lot of people who hold to a more traditional morality are afraid to say anything for fear that they will be put down or lose their jobs.
所以现在很多人都保持缄默，不愿意谈论他们的想法、价值，以免被这个被别人鄙视。
So this is an election year.
这是一个选举的年度。
In case you hadn't noticed, with all the TV ads and the articles and the papers and magazines.
你可能已经注意到，因为电视、杂志上很多关于竞选的广告。
So as I talk to Christians, there is a tendency among them to want to try to fix the problem politically.
当我与一些基督徒们交谈的时候，我发现有些人是想用政治的手段来解决这些问题。
Is that a bad thing to do?
这并不是一个什么很坏的事情。
Not necessarily, but is it the right thing to do?
Do you think it's a bad thing?
I ask the question, is it a bad thing to do?
对不起，我更正一下。就是说这是不是一件很坏的事情呢？如果我们诉之于政治手段来解决问题。
I mean, it's a real temptation because we have the ability to take political power and use it to push our agenda on people.
这看起来好像是一个试探，一个诱惑哈。如果我们有政治的权利，我们就可以推行我们认为重要的价值观念。
There are other Christians who want to just ignore the problems and hope that eventually goes away.
另外还有一些基督徒呢，他们就根本就想忽视这些问题的存在，或者是希望他们能够自行消失。
The problem is neither one actually work in the sense of making lasting change.
问题就在于这两类的基督徒，他们的态度都是行不通的，并不能够真正带来持久的改变。
If we put our hope in a political change, one of two things happens.
如果我们把我们的盼望放在这个政治改革改变上面，
one is that we lose the political battle, and then we feel really bad, and things just push us down.
有两种可能，一种可能就是我们在政治的权力的战争当中失败的话，就输了的话，那我们就会非常的沮丧。
The other is the fact we win the political battle, but then everybody begins to point to the church as being an oppressor.
另外一种可能的结果就是我们赢得了政治的权利，然而这时候大家都会指向教会，认为教会是一个压迫者。
They say that we're slamming our morality down their throats.
就会把一些事实更加的踩到脚底不顾。
Now, we know that's not true.
我们知道这种看法并不对。
I mean, the whole aspect of politics is somebody's morality is going to actually hold sway.
我们知道在政治上就是某些人的看重的是所谓的事实会主导。
But in the end, the best that political power can do is to restrain evil temporarily.
然而我们要可以说，至少政治权力可以限制一些事情，一些邪恶。
The only way that we can actually bring lasting change to our culture and to our society is through changed hearts.
我们要想唯一的方法来改变我们的社会，走向更好，那就是要寻求人心的改变。
This does not mean that we ignore what's going on around us at all.
这并不是说我们就可以忽视我们现在周围环境中所发生的事情。
But what it does mean is that we need to humble ourselves and pray for revival.
然而这的确意指着说我们必须要谦卑下来为教会的复兴来祷告。
And when I say revival, I'm not talking necessarily about the culture as a whole.
当我说到这个复兴的时候，我并不是只说这个文化上全面性的复兴。
What I'm talking about is a renewal of our hearts as God's people, so that we begin to live the lives He calls us to live.
我所谓的复兴，就是指我们基督徒的心得着更新，让我们能够按照神的心意来过我们的生活。
And as God changes us and helps us to become the visible manifestation of Christ in the community, then the entire world will take a look and begin to make change as well.
就是神先改变我们，然后我们周围的社区就会看见神所彰显的在我们当中他所做的改变，这样子才能够带来社会的改变。
So for the next few minutes, we're going to look at two, what I call issues of the heart, that will help us to know how to better respond to the circumstances that we encounter daily in our culture.
所以在接下来的时间，我们将要来看两个问题，好像黑洞一样，就是关于我们心的问题，这样子才能够帮助我们在面对今天的环境中，能够做出最好的回应。
I want to read through the scripture one more time, because it's really important.
我想在这里把今天的经文再读一遍，因为这是非常重要的。
I'm going to let Ruby read that, so you don't have to hear it twice.
嗯，好。我想大家可以把这个大家可以一起来读哥林多前书第十章三到五节。因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Okay, so the first heart issue that we're going to look at, the first heart problem, is the dynamic of power in spiritual warfare.
首先我们来看关于人心的问题，第一个要看的就是在属灵征战中的这种权力动态。
You look at this passage of scripture, you find that the whole topic of war is mentioned constantly throughout it.
我们刚刚所读的这一段经文里面一直在谈的就是在讨论这个征战。
Verse 3 talks about waging war.
第三节讲到征战。
Verse 4 mentions weapons twice, and then talks about fighting and demolishing.
第四节讲到武器，提到两次，然后第五节又讲到要攻破。
Verse 5 talks about demolishing again and taking captives.
第五节除了讲到攻破，也强调要夺回。
You know, when you just look at the words without putting them together, you'd think, wow, there's this incredible battle that's going on outside. We got to put on our armor.
我们只要看这一段经文就可以感受到那里有一个非常强烈的一个战争。我们最好就穿上这个我们的这个盔甲。
Now, if we were Christians living in Nigeria, we might actually be seeing actual battle taking place.
我们也在奈及利亚的基督徒，他们可能就会看到这个真实的战争就是发生在他们那里。
The same thing is true in the Middle East.
同样的，这个战争也是很真实的，在中东地区。
But because we don't have bombs going off around us, we're kind of lulled into complacency.
因为我们可能不知道在这些地区发生的事情，我们可能就会有点满足于现状。
But the war is just as real.
然而战争的确是很真实的。
In verse 3, Paul says that we do not wage war the way the world does.
保罗说我们并不是凭血气来征战，好像这个世界所进行的战争。
There's a spiritual battle that's taking place, and we have to be aware of that.
随时随地都有属灵的征战在进行，我们必须要知道警觉。
The cultural issues that we find problems with, that are causing our world to be turned upside down, are part of that battle.
我们所面对的这些文化上的一些问题，使我们这个社会好像都天翻地覆了。这就是一部分属灵战争的一部分。
The whole sexual identity movement is Satan's attack on God's structure of the family.
现在所谓的这个性别认同问题，就是撒旦的诡计，要攻击神所设立的家庭制度。
The divisiveness that we see in critical race theory is Satan's attack on the fact that we are unified as humanity.
关于这个批判种族理论的各种说法诡计，就是撒旦想用来要破坏我们，其实我们全人类都是合而为一的这种合一。
And the weapon that the world wants to use to force these issues one way or the other is politics.
同时这个世界上有些人就是想用这些话题来操纵，这也是政治的一部分。
You have to understand that from the very beginning, when Adam and Eve fell away from God, that this dynamic of power became a problem.
我们必须要理解，就是从起初亚当夏娃堕犯罪堕落以后，这种权力的这个挣扎转移就是如此。
The beginning of Genesis, God gave the humans two specific commands.
在创世纪里面，神给人两个非常明确的目的，这个要求。
He said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
第一个就是两个命令，就是说你们要遍满全地，增长。
And we've done a pretty good job of that.
看起来我们好像在这方面做的还不错。
Then he said, "Take control of the earth and rule over it."
另外一个交代命令就是说你们要管理全地。
Now that was intended to be done in conjunction with God.
这个是说我们也是要跟神一同来管理全地。
But when Adam and Eve chose to listen to Satan and to walk away from God, that power was transferred from them to Satan.
当亚当跟夏娃听从了撒旦蛇的诡计以后，他们就远离神了。那这一个管理的这个权力就转移到撒旦那里了。
If you go to Luke chapter 4, when Satan tempts Jesus, one of those temptations is especially instructive for us.
我们来看路加福音第四章，当撒旦要试探耶稣的时候，有一个力量。
Satan took Jesus up on a mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
撒旦带领耶稣来到山顶，向他显示万国的荣华。
And he said, "All of these are mine to give to whomever I wish. All that you need to do is to bow down and worship me."
撒旦说，这一切都是属于我的，我可以给任何人，我高兴给谁就给谁。你想得到的话，就是向我下拜。
What's interesting is Jesus didn't say, "Satan, you're lying about that."
耶稣并没有说撒旦你在说谎。
He said, "You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
耶稣怎么样回答撒旦呢？他说你们单要敬拜神，并且服侍他。
So in a sense, Jesus is affirming that Satan has control of the political structures of the world.
所以从某种意义上来看，耶稣似乎已经的确承认撒旦是能够控制这世界上的政治力量。
Now, obviously, God is sovereign over all things, so that God has ultimate control.
当然很明显的，神是主管万有一切的，所以神是有最终的一个主权。
But when we get into power struggles, we're fighting with Satan's weapon.
所以我们在这个权力斗争里面，我们看到这个撒旦有一些武器。
And it's interesting, the terminology that Jesus uses for Satan throughout the Gospels focuses on this whole idea of power.
非常有趣的，我们可以发现，耶稣在称撒旦，对撒旦的一个称呼啊，就是以这个权力斗争为基础的。
Three times Jesus calls the devil the prince of this world.
有三次主耶稣称撒旦为世界的王子。
And just before they come to arrest him, he tells the disciples, "The ruler of this world is coming."
当耶稣在克西马尼园快要被逮捕之前，他就说，这个世界的王要来了。
And so if we try to change people's lives long term using politics alone, we are using Satan's weapons and we will fail.
所以我们如果想改变人们的生活，改变他们的生命，想要用这个政治的手段方法的话，我们就是在用撒旦的武器，那是一定会失败的。
There's lots of examples of this in the scriptures, but my primary one I want to focus on for just a moment is the king of Judah named Josiah.
关于这个说法，在圣经里有非常多的证明。那我现在就拿这个约西亚王来说明一下。
His father was the worst king that Judah ever had, and he ruled for 55 years.
约西亚王的父亲是犹大国里面最坏的一个王，统治了58年。
Ultimately, God would say that because of Manasseh's sin, I cannot forgive Judah.
最后神说，因为马拿西王的罪恶，我不能原谅这个犹大国。
Manasseh had made it such that there weren't even any Bibles that were available to the people at that time. He got rid of all the Bibles. Manasseh, his father, Josiah's father. He destroyed the Bibles.
Yeah, 马拿西王的时候，他把那个圣经、神的律法全毁坏了。
And early in Josiah's reign, they found a copy.
在约西亚王的时候，他们又重新发现了圣经。
And he read it.
他读了。
And it terrified him.
他是读了以后非常的惊恐。
He said, "We have sinned so grievously that God's going to bring judgment on us."
他说，我们是犯了如此大的罪，神必要来审判我们。
And so as king, he set out to change all of the bad stuff that the people were doing.
身为一国之君，他就开始来改变人民的那些败坏、拜偶像的各种行为。
He got rid of all the idols and the places people were making sacrifices except for the temple.
他就除去了一切对偶像敬拜的那些祭坛。
He began to enforce all the moral laws of the first five books of the Bible.
他也重新立定了圣经上所说的各种道德法律。
He reinstated the festivals of like Passover that people came together to worship in.
他又重新恢复了节期的庆祝，例如像守逾越节。
And everything changed.
所有的事情都改变了。
Until Josiah died.
然而约西亚王死了以后。
As soon as Josiah died, within a very short period of time, the people had returned to their idolatry and to their sinful actions.
约西亚王一过世，人们又这个故态复明，又回到过去拜偶像的行为生活。
And so what we see is the fact that he made good changes.
所以我们看到约西亚王的确做了一些很好的改革。
But they didn't last.
然而并不能够持久。
True righteousness comes only from a changed heart.
真正的公义仁义是要从一个改变的心开始。
I think I skipped too many. Let's see here. There we go. We're back to Josiah there for a moment. Because hearts were not changed, his entire desire to see the culture and the society change failed.
虽然约西亚王有新改革，但是他想要让整个社会都改变归向神，这个企图是失败的。
So we can see and find my notes properly here. The problem is this dynamic of power, but the solution is true spiritual power.
所以我们看见这个问题是属于这种在属灵征战里面的这个权力动态。真正的解决呢，是要来自于属灵的力量。
Paul takes up this whole idea of spiritual warfare also in Ephesians chapter 6.
保罗在以弗所书第六章里面也讲述了说明了这个属灵的征战。
We won't read the entire passage. I encourage you to do that later.
我们在这里不会读这一段经文，但是我鼓励你们今天回去以后可以去读这一段经文。
But he talks about spiritual armor.
他强调了属灵的军装。
He talks about a belt of truth and a breastplate of righteousness.
他讲到真理的腰带，还有这个信心的胸牌。
And he talks about having gospel boots.
还要穿上福音的鞋。
And a helmet of salvation.
还有要戴上救恩的头盔。
And the sword of the Spirit.
哎呀，拿着圣灵的宝剑。
These are pieces of armor that will help us in the fight that we're going to have to engage in if we want our culture to change.
这些属灵军装的装备都是能够帮助我们在属灵征战中作战。
So we need to know what the truth is.
所以我们 一定要，我们需要必须知道这个真理。
We need to seek to clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ because we're never going to be good enough on our own.
我们要寻求公义，是耶稣基督的公义、仁义、圣洁。因为我们不可能靠着自己成为公义的。
What moves us in our society should be the gospel.And not anything else. I mean, well, the gospel should be the primary thing that moves us in society.
能够让我们的社会往前走的应该是福音而不是别的。
And we don't have to be afraid because we've been given salvation. If you're a follower of Christ.
我们也不必惧怕因为我们已经从神那里得到救恩如果我们追随耶稣的话。
But it's interesting to me that in verse 19, Paul says in this passage,let's see. Actually, I didn't have 19 on here. Basically, he says, and pray for me.
很有趣的是在以弗所书第六章十九节，保罗说，基本上他在请求大家要为他祷告，要为他祈求。
Paul recognized that perhaps the most powerful weapon that we have in spiritual warfare is that of prayer.
保罗在这里所强调，也就是说，在属灵征战中最有力的一个武器，可能就是祷告。
As we begin to pray, God begins to pour His Spirit into us and give us wisdom and direction as to how we should live in the society around us.
当我们开始祷告的时候，神的灵就倾注在我们心里，给我们智慧，给我们引导，让我们知道应该怎样做才能够让这个社会回转。
Jesus says in Matthew, he says, you don't have to be afraid if they bring you before kings and governors, because the Holy Spirit will give you the words you need when you need them.
在马太福音第五章里面，耶稣说，你们不必害怕，他们把就是指信徒受迫害，被带到君王面前的时候，神的圣灵会给他们合宜的话语。
As we allow the word of God to saturate our lives, and as we begin to pray,We find God providing us with the right words and the right circumstances to begin to change people's hearts.
所以我们应该把自己沉浸在神的话语里面，那神就会赐给我们话语，让我们能够有能力去影响改变周围的人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, as we begin to use these weapons, we demolish strongholds, it says.
在我们今天经文里面哥林多后书 三章里面说当我们用这些属灵由神而来的属灵的武器的时候我们就可以攻破一切。
Do you know what a stronghold is?
我们就能你知道我们就可以攻破一切坚固的营垒。什么是这个营垒?
It's like an area that is surrounded by walls.
就是一个地区它的周围都是有高墙。
Thick walls.
非常厚的墙。
Tall, thick walls.
非常高的墙。
Things, walls that don't fall even to, you know, sometimes even to things like cannons.
就是攻不难以攻破的。
But these strongholds will come down.
然而这些坚固的营垒会被摧残的可以。
Because biblically, when Paul talks about strongholds, he's not talking necessarily about city walls or castle walls. He's talking about barriers that are set up against the truth.
所以从圣经的意义来讲，当保罗在谈到这些坚固的营垒的时候，他并不是指那些实质上的城堡，而是在讲那些拦阻人的计谋，拦阻人认识神的各种自高之事。
Do you remember when the Israelites left Egypt and came into the promised land?
你们记得以色列人离开埃及以后进入这个应许之地。
They came to the city of Jericho.
他们来到耶利哥城。
Big tall walls.
耶利哥城的城墙非常高大
Real thick ones
非常的厚实
Israelites had no siege machines or anything that they could use to batter those walls down
如果要这个攻击这个城墙的话是十分困难的
So how did the walls come down?
所以这些城墙是怎么样倒塌的呢
They trusted God
他们信靠神
They marched around the city one day
他们绕着这个照神的指示，照这个绕着城游行。
And then they did it again for another 5 days.
他们如此做了六天。
On the seventh day, they marched around the city seven times.
在第七天，他们绕城游行七周。
And then they shouted.
然后他们大声的喊叫呼喊。
And the walls collapsed.
这时候高大的城墙就崩溃瓦解。
They didn't have to do any real fighting because the walls collapsed on the bad guys.
他们甚至不需要做如何的争斗，因为这些城墙就倒在这些耶利哥人这些坏人身上。
And the same thing happens figuratively for us as we pray and as we study His Word and we make ourselves available to His Spirit on our jobs and in our schools. God gives us the opportunities to see the walls fall.
同样的，我们也要在神面前，就是随时准备好，我们能够借着神的话语，我们祷告，神的灵就会给我们力量，让我们在环境中能够去做我们应当做的事。
Now, there are things that we can do as well in terms of learning how to counter some of these arguments that we hear. There are some things that we can do in addition to this by learning their arguments and seeing how they compare with the Bible.
Yeah, 我们有许多事情可以做，就是看他们如何能够。
And we can ask God to help.
接触神的话。
We can ask God to help us to understand how we can best answer questions that they have.
我们也可以求神帮助我们能够如何能够很以最佳的方式来回答别人的问题对于圣经。
Just as when you walk into a dark room and turn on a light, the darkness is driven out. The same is true when the truth of Jesus Christ comes into a world of lies.
就像我们进入一间黑暗的屋子，如果我们把灯打开，那个黑暗就被驱散，光明给驱散了。同样的，我们可以让神的话像光一样照耀。
What's necessary to make this a reality, though, Paul says, is that we need to take every thought captive.
要让这样的行为成为事实，保罗说，我们需要把人心意夺回。
When we are immersed in this world that we live in, it's easy to absorb their values and their way of thinking without even knowing it's happening.
当我们把自己沉浸在这个世界之中，我们就很容易会忽视到这个世界的这些价值什么的都。
Which is why knowing God's word and spending time praying is so essential in enabling us to fight this spiritual battle.
所以说这是非常重要的对我们而言，我们要沉浸在神的话语当中，花时间来祷告，我们这样才能够从事属灵的征战。
Paul says in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
保罗在罗马书十二章第二节说，我们不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化。
How do you do that?
我们怎么做到这样呢？
Well, something that would help is maybe to occasionally turn off your telephone and your TV and your radio and actually listen for God's voice.
可能这样做会有帮助，我们可以把我们的电视收音机电话关掉，让我们来专心听神的声音。
It's amazing to me, when I'm on campus at the University of Illinois, everybody's always looking at their phone.
这真是很让人惊异的事情。当我在香槟校园行走的时候，我看到每一个人总是时时刻刻都在看他们的手机。
But it's not just on campus. I go to a restaurant and nobody's talking to each other. They're all looking at their phones.
不只是在校园里如此。当我去餐馆的时候，我看到大家也都是在看手机，而彼此之间没有交谈。
And people get into their cars. What's the first thing they do besides start it?
当人们上车以后，除了把车子发动，他们所做的第一件事是什么？
They turn on their radios.
他们就是把这个收音机打开。
And I don't care whether it's music or whether it's talk radio.It's hitting you with the world's values so much of the time.
不管是音乐节目或是这种谈话节目，都是把世界的那种价值观给加在你身上。
And we don't even realize how much we've become like the world until we've lost the battle.
我们可能一直要到打这个在这个属灵征战打败了以后，才能够理解到我们是多么的被这个世界的价值所影响。
But if you take up God's weapons,
然而如果我们拿起神所赐的武器，
and if you begin to assault divine strongholds or enemy strongholds rather,
如果我们是能够攻击敌人的坚固营垒。
God begins to do some great things.
神就开始做一些奇妙伟大的事。
Do you know what a revival is?
Say it again.
Do you know what a revival is?
你们知道所谓的复兴是什么意思吗？
It's a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit in God's people.
所谓的复兴就是神的圣灵大大的运行在属神的子民心中。
It's a period of time in which God's people begin to get a new vision of who Jesus is and what he's done.
就是说在那一段时间里，属神的子民得到新的启示，知道真正知道耶稣基督是谁，他所做的一切。
And as the church is renewed and given new life, it all of a sudden becomes a light in the darkness.
然后教会呢就是被更新了，得到一个新的生命，就好像是在黑暗中成为一个明灯。
And the Holy Spirit flows out of God's people into the community.
所以神的圣灵就是倾注在这个神的子民身上，而且这个扩散在整个社区当中。
I put down three examples of historical revivals that have taken place.
我在这里列举了三次历史上的复兴运动。
In the 18th century and early 19th century, there were two great awakenings.
在18世纪还有19世纪都有两次大复兴运动。
There was such a powerful movement of God's Spirit that entire countries were changed.
神的圣灵是如此的充分运行，使整个国家都改变了。
During Charles and John Wesley's revivals of this great awakening in Great Britain, the entire nation had a change of heart in a sense.
就是在查尔斯·威斯里在英国的时候，他们这个复兴运动真的是把这个国家都改变了。
Conditions had grown so bad in Great Britain up to that time that many historians believe that the same thing that happened to France would have happened to England if it weren't for the revivals that took place.
当时英国的情形是非常的糟糕。历史学家认为，就是在法国发生的那种，那种败坏的情形也会发生在英国。然而，这个复兴运动开始了。
And at the same time, in the United States, a lot of great social evils had grown up before the American Revolution that also began to change as a result of this revival.
同样的，在美国，在独立战争之前，有社会上有很多邪恶，但是因为这个广大的一个复兴运动，就带来了复兴。
During the Great Welsh Revival of 1904 and 1905, so many people's lives were changed that the police were complaining that they were bored because they had nothing to do.
在1904-1905年的大复兴运动的时候，那时候甚至警察都抱怨说他们很无聊，因为他们没有太多的事情可以干。
Bars and opium dens were shut down because nobody wanted to participate in them.
那时候酒吧也都关门了，赌博的地方也关门了，因为没有人要去从事这些活动。
More recently, in the Jesus People Awakening that took place in this country in the 1960s and 70s, good things took place in that as well.
比较近一点的就是在1960年代到1970年代中间有一个耶稣人命运动，也是发生了许多美好的事。
The Vietnam War and the civil rights riots that were taking place were threatening to rip the United States apart.
当时有越战，还有这个民权运动，在社会上发生，就是当时的社会也是面临一个这个分裂的状态。
But God started working on college campuses, and thousands of students became Christians.
虽然那时候这个校园这个用毒品的问题也很严重，然而就是有数以千计的大学生悔改归主。
And the campuses went from being hotbeds for riots and bad things happening to being a place where people were coming to Christ in just incredible numbers.
校园可以成为一个很多坏事的一个温床，一些抗议啊等等，但是也可以成为一个传福音的地方。
And I know that's true because I'm one of the people who became a Christian during that period.
我的确是有深刻的了解，因为我就是在那一段时间内信主的。
And I long for that to happen again.
我渴望这样的事情能够再度发生。
Every day I walk on campus at the University of Illinois and I say, God, do it again.
每天我在这个香槟校园里行走的时候，我就祈求神，主啊，你能够再次来这样的复兴。
Thousands of students went into missions and became pastors.
当时有数以千计的学生进入宣教，成为牧师。
We're all getting old.
现在我们都年纪大了。
We need to have a new infusion of workers for the harvest.
神国的工厂需要有新的工人投入。
And I think one of the reasons that God has allowed this darkness to come upon our culture and our society is so that the light of Jesus Christ will once again shine brightly and draw people to true faith.
我在想为什么神允许现在社会上有很多黑暗的现象跟状况，就是当耶稣的光照亮的时候，能够吸引更多的人来归向耶稣。
So I challenge you.
所以我向各位挑战。
Pray daily for revival in the church and an awakening in the culture.
就是我们每天都要祷告，为复兴祷告，为教会的复兴祷告，也还有说这个社会文化的一个觉醒。
Ask God to create redemptive relationships among your friends and colleagues and co-workers.
我们要向神祈求为我们的朋友、同事等等社区里我们认识的人，他们能够跟神有一个救赎的关系。
Be willing to offer yourself and your time and your gifts and your talents to be used by the church in creating a situation that people will want to be part of.
我们也要愿意来奉献我们自己，我们的时间，我们的才能，我们的恩赐给借着教会等等，来让更多的人来回到神的身边。
And of course, you can still vote. You can still vote. If you're a citizen, you can vote.
当然我们身为一个公民，你也是当然是可以要投票的。
Just because we realize that the war that we're fighting is a spiritual war, evil still needs to be restrained where it can be.
的确我们所面临的战争是一个属灵的战，但是我们现在社会中的那种邪恶是可以透过政治的手段来得到一些控制限制。
And if you can't vote, you can pray that God will bring to power people that will help to restrain the evil that has been unloosed in this world.
如果你还不能投票，你可以做的就是祷告，让神能够选举能够带出来一些这些合神心意的人，能够限制这个社会的邪恶。
But just as in physical war, you cannot sit on the sidelines.
就像一个实质具体的一个战争，我们不能够袖手旁观。
You will either be part of the problem or part of the solution.
你如果不是解决问题，成为解决问题的一部分，你就是那问题的一部分。
Pray that we will be part of the solution.
我们要祷告，我们成为解决问题的那一部分。
Amen.
Amen.